This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
Welcome to the show!
Welcome to the show! Hey!
Hey indeed!
Glad you found your seats.
So I'm Bry.
I'm Merc.
I'm Kyle.
And this is Zero Issues. Okay. Shall we jump right to the news?
To the newsroom.
Current Zero News Flash.
Alright, well, I'm on news duty this week. You might remember from the last time I did that, it was all TV. Let's talk some TV, I guess. Yeah.
You sound so excited.
You know what?
Oh, God.
You gotta go where the news is, you know?
Yep.
As a reporter, as Ace Cub reporter.
Where's your bow tie?
I left it in my satchel. The hit CW drama series, The Flash. Man, this is the world we live in.
Yeah.
Allison Page is going to be joining the cast as a villain speedster, maybe hero speedster eventually, Trajectory, real name Eliza Harmon.
Okay.
Who was in the comics, she was part of the Everyman project that Lex Luthor sort of set up, 52.
Right. So, oh, the good 52.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry.
Secondary 52.
That's bold. Those are bold words.
The Bold 52.
Yeah.
Brave and the Bold
52. But, so, we're getting a lady speedster, and it's not Jesse Quick.
Come on. I think Jesse Quick should show up. She probably will at some point.
Oh, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah. I mean, we got, this season alone, we got Jay Garrick, we got Wally West. Where's my Bart Allen?
You can't just, like, suddenly toss all of them in there.
No, it's an ongoing show, yeah.
Series and play those characters.
That's fine.
But, man, we...
No, that's good.
We got a lady.
That's good.
Speaking of ladies.
Yeah.
And not TV.
Oh.
Yeah. We're talking about Faith. Faith is a comic that just got released or is a little old by the time. So you might be able to go pick up the second edition if it's sold out.
Yeah.
The second printing. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to comic shops a lot. I feel like the retailers in this town know that. And they're okay with that.
There's that guy that never comes here.
Anyway, Faith is a plus-size superhero lady.
Yeah.
She looks real nice. She's got a positive, energetic outlook.
Mm-hmm.
Her code name, superhero name, alter ego, is Zephyr, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But it's Zephyr... Zephyr, which the definition of that is a light summer breeze,
mm-hmm.
or a fine cotton gingham.
Right. We'll take light summer breeze.
Yeah. That's probably the best definition, really.
I did see the promo bits for this, and I meant to pick it up this week, and I totally blanked out, and I forgot to put it on my list, on my grab list, and then, it actually looks pretty interesting. It's one of those things I like when I see things out of the norm.
And she's not, and I know this shouldn't be part of the conversation, or maybe it should be. When I say plus size, I don't mean plus size in the way the new Barbies are. She's a little bigger than that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
She's not Frank Cho drawn.
Yeah.
No.
No. She is what actual women look like.
Yeah.
And it's...
Which you almost never see.
Which is, and that's what I saw that, and immediately I just saw the picture, and I was like, that's really interesting. That, like, you... just okay, you're viewing things not from just that everybody's muscular and taut and whatever. Okay, you know what? This is a real person. How would it... Maybe that reflects the storyline, too. Maybe that's... I don't know if they play into that or not. And also, maybe... kind of play off that on a larger scale. It's kind of cool.
I'm totally interested. It seems like a really charming comic, and you know, it's just sort of, it does represent a certain, you know, body type, a look that is
We don't get to see it.
Yep. It very rarely, especially in superheroes, yeah. It's almost never. You basically never see that. So yeah. It's, you know what I mean? That alone is sort of, it's a little step in a direction. So
yeah. Okay.
What would be cooler? Seeing Darkseid in the movie or seeing, like, okay, probably a kind of shitty Darkseid, let's be fair. Or a movie which is basically Planet Hulk.
I know what you're talking with both, and I'm pumped for the Planet Hulk thing.
Yeah, totally.
I'm very interested in this.
For Thor Ragnarok, which is coming out, what, next year? Is it 2016?
It can't be this year.
No.
It can't be this year.
Is it 2017? Oh, I thought it was a 2016. I thought it was like a November thing.
I'm guessing
Civil War, and then Doctor Strange is this year.
Doctor Strange is November this year.
I'm guessing March 2017.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Probably.
Yeah, you're right.
The real answer is...
Insert voice here.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Hela is apparently destroying. And this is just a rumor.
Yeah, it's all rumors.
And it was one of those. Well, but you know, it's
potential spoiler alert.
One of those. Potential spoiler alert. This might be what it's about, but it totally might not be. It's reported by one of those websites that's like, oh, we have an insider, and this is what it was.
Right.
And it was Hela, who has already been confirmed, I think, as a character, destroys Mjolnir, and. Sends Thor packing.
Sends him to the pit.
Yeah, sends him like whether to another dimension, another world, whatever. Sends him off, but it's
another realm, if you will.
Another realm. There we go. Yeah,
he's cast at the bottom of this gladiatorial thing, where he's got to do some scrapping, fights a bit, you know, starts moving up the ladder. Hi there, Hulk.
Who walks out?
Oh,
Dr. Banner.
Yeah.
And this is a case where Bruce Banner has not changed back into...
Yeah,
Bruce
that was
Banner.
Another thing
he's,
that they reported.
He's been the Hulk
yeah.
this whole time, and the psyches are sort of starting to merge. So
okay.
We've got, like, you know...
Not a smart Hulk, but a...
Sort of like Age of Ultron Fallout, he's just really messed up.
Yeah.
Just like...
Well, yeah, so
at
the Age
Hulk.
Of Ultron, he disappears in the Quinjet, and
yeah.
supposedly, since that point, he's been the Hulk. He hasn't reverted back to Banner at all. And he's merged.
And it makes sense, because like when they introduced the Ruffalo version, he sort of was kind of on top of things pretty well, and he didn't like lose control too much, and that movie made him lose control in a way that was like a big, you know, he fell off the rage wagon.
That's good, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's made peace with his addiction?
Sure. Smashing things?
You can't get enough smash a hole.
Smash a Hulk.
He loves smashing, and
that seems that seems promising to me.
Yeah.
Also, there was a giant Omega symbol.
Yeah.
In this one promotional shot for Batman v Superman.
Which, you know what, I know a lot of people are shitting on this movie already.
The Omega Man?
I'm just waiting to see it, and I'm interested. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm interested. I'm just so worried all the time.
Why? It's a fucking movie. And if it doesn't live up to exactly your expectations, just take it what it is.
Well, that's why my expectations are so very, very low. I was one of the few people who, when I heard Ben Affleck is going to be Batman, was like, yay!
I'm actually excited to see that.
I hate to jump into your new segment. This was going to be in mine for the next episode, but you're on the topic. One of the producers said that there's some to-do about that, about how, like, this Batman's going to be judge, jury, and executioner who's tougher and angrier than the Batman you're used to. And the Batman we've seen for, like, exclusively for the last 25 years has been, like, tough and angry as hell.
Yeah, you may have
He's
noticed
always angry.
While you were saying that, I was yawning.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, are they making him even more angry and more, like, brutal? How...
Really?
Go.
I see that plays exactly how the comics play. I don't see the Christian Bale
I'm not
one,
expecting them to be light or anything.
No,
I just feel like they've already done that. Like they're trying to like one up something that they've already done.
Because they're obviously this is a
note.
This is obviously a nod to the Dark Knight with Superman and Batman, which was him.
Well, he's wearing
much fucking darker and pissed off and an asshole. So they're playing off that, and from what I've seen, they're not even going that far.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Christian Bale has never seemed
it's not me.
Hardcore has never been the executioner. He's been...
I did this for us.
He
talks like this all the time. He was
a
hurt little boy with a lot of toys.
Yeah. Which has been every Batman.
Really. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And again, I'm not saying it's bad. I think
it's
that's
not
just,
fucking
it's,
Adam West. So
it's a def. Oh, for sure, and that's fine. It's just sort of a mileage may vary kind of a thing where if,
you
want,
you know
that,
what? Wait till we get to the rant in the next episode.
Oh, hey,
let me just say that.
I'm excited. Right.
Well,
yeah.
Let's try not to talk about this
not
movie
to hijack
until
out
it comes out.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And when it comes out, we will do a whole episode about it.
Yeah, everybody can do whatever
and
they want
be,
about it.
It will be 40 minutes long.
A lot of yelling. A lot of yelling. That's going to be our last episode, probably.
Yeah. Well, because maybe Darkseid shows up and just kills us all.
That's true. He will. He will. All
right. So that was this week's news.
Okay.
We'll be back after this commercial message.
Cool.
You kids want to buy some weed?
Welcome to the warm-up!
Alright, I'm Merc and I am here with the warm-up.
Ooh, I'm so chilly, warm me up.
Oh my. And I am doing a warm-up quiz, which we're just going to... It's going to be a lightning round.
Oh, boy.
10 questions. Mm-hmm. We're just going to launch
Oh,
through.
Lightning round and quiz. Two things that we go through really quick.
Yeah.
Oh, here we are.
Okay, I'm going to start with the two harder ones.
Okay.
My buzzer will be
and
this
there,
sound.
There's no... yeah.
Bri's buzzer will be this sound.
You idiot.
That's
we're not actually doing buzzers, right?
You're doing that noise.
Ah, damn
you
it!
Just volunteered it. Okay, question number one. Name 7 of the 15 Marvel's Elders of the Universe.
Oh.
No, that's not a buzz. That's...
You can just start naming them off. I don't care.
I got 4. There's 15 of them?
There's 15 of them. Like, there's the main few. A couple of extra that are, like, a little not as well-known. And then there's, like, a bunch of totally obscure ones that are...
This is all, like, the cosmic books, right?
Yeah, yeah,
because that's, like, a major blind spot for me for Marvel. I don't know.
I'm thinking Infinity...
Okay, whoever can name the most, then.
Kyle wins.
Infinity, Eternity...
Nope.
Death?
Nope.
Galactus?
Those are not... They are not Elders of the Universe.
Jeff?
Can I start you off? Grand,
oh, please.
Grandmaster is technically an Elder of the Universe.
Moondragon?
The Flash?
The Collector?
Oh!
Those are the Elders of the Universe. That's
okay,
what they're
so
called. They are technically survivors from the previous universe, which Galactus is too, but he was not considered one of the Elders of the Universe. It was like all these people who had specific talents and interests that they all have a thing.
Okay, so 1 point for Merc.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
obviously you're not going to get it, so I'll run through them really quickly.
Wheels, Kid Vid.
Grandmaster, Collector, Champion, Gardener, the Possessor, the Runner, the Architect, the Contemplator, the Traitor, the Obliterator, the Caregiver, the Astronomer, the Explorer, the Adjudicator, Ego, the Living Planet, is technically been considered one as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's
the
there.
Fallen,
okay, yeah.
Optimus Prime.
Yeah, okay, good start. Number two, name 7 beings who have worn the Infinity Gauntlet.
Adam Warlock.
Yep.
Black Panther.
Yep.
Doctor Doom.
Yep.
I'm going to make an educated guess and say Reed Richards.
I will take that.
Okay.
It's a Reed Richards.
Oh, that's right. One of the alternate Reeds.
Yeah.
Magus.
Yep.
Thanos.
Yep.
And another educated guess. I'm going to say Cap at one point.
You are correct.
Yeah, I got a point.
Holy crap.
Question number 3. Not including Marvel and DC comics, name 5 books by Brian K. Vaughan.
I'm missing the fit. Well, Saga, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Paper Girls,
yeah.
Recently, We Stand on Guard.
Right.
Ex Machina, but that's Wildstorm. Does that count?
I did include that because I wasn't sure if that was with DC at the time of or not.
Was
but I did include it.
Was Pride of Baghdad
like 2004, so.
I think that was Vertigo because I didn't have that on my list.
Yeah, Why the Last Man was obviously Runaways, obviously Marvel. Fifth one. There's
well, whatever.
Something
you won
I'm
because he didn't have anything.
He technically did an arc on Buffy, if that counts. As
yeah,
course.
I had Buffy.
Oh, there we go.
Yep. Buffy the Escapist, Tom Strong,
oh,
Midnighter,
the Escapist. I love
the Private
Escapist.
Eye. Private Eye, Barrier, and Noble Causes, Extended Family.
Cool.
Okay, question 4. True or false? Michelangelo once punched Hitler.
Raphael once punched Hitler.
You got it. That was totally... It was future Raphael.
And you know that that's not me cheating.
For the millions!
Oh, I know.
I saw the picture for the millions.
That was my cover picture on Facebook for a little while there.
All right. Question number five. What DC villain's name became an official word in the English language?
Bizarro.
Maybe, but I don't think so. It's not the one I had, but that's actually not a bad guess.
Me just hate saying Bizarro.
But you're not far off, really.
I'm sure that is.
Brainiac? You got it.
Oh, God, right.
That was actually, that's the creation of the word Brainiac. Oh, you're a fucking Brainiac. It's from Superman. Question six. How many types of kryptonite are there? You each get a guess, and whoever's closest wins.
Seven?
I was
going to
say seven. Nine.
Eight.
You can't multiple. 20, so you win.
Well, yeah, he's close.
20?
Yep.
Do you have a full list?
No.
Cool. Next question.
Next question, number seven. Which American president originally gave Cap his round shield? So he originally had the other shield.
I got it. FDR?
Yep.
Make the sound.
Oh, sorry.
He puts up his hand. The kid at the back.
Yeah.
You got it? Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, you got it. Question number eight. What NHL team is Todd McFarlane part owner of and designed one of their jerseys?
The Red Wings?
Scream!
I don't really know what my buzzer is.
Calgary Flames?
It was...
like the...
Edmonton Oilers?
I want to say...
You got it.
Son of a bitch!
You could have said something.
I know. I was getting to it.
Sorry, I'm quite the sportsman.
Yeah.
I enjoy sports teams.
Sports gentlemen.
Okay, this is interesting.
Happy sports to one and all.
Question number nine. Excluding Marvel and DC titles, name two titles that made it to the top-selling 130 titles of 2015. And this is just individual issues, not like trades or anything.
We Stand on Guard number one, We Stand on Guard number two.
You don't have to name the individual numbers, but you got We Stand on Guard is one.
Archie.
Yep.
Son of a bitch. I'm happy we Stand on Guard did that well.
Okay, question number 10. Let's finish it up.
All right.
How many film adaptations of Mark Miller's comic stories have there been done?
Oh, crap. Buzz?
Sure.
Is it five? Probably more than that.
It's Mark Miller.
Yeah.
If you can name them, that would be awesome.
Well, Wanted.
Yeah.
Kick-Ass and Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah.
Kingsman the Secret Service.
Yeah.
Is, like, Jupiter's Legacy coming out or something?
Nope.
That'd be cool.
Now, see, that's where you get... That's it for his created stuff. He's written two books, so it's six. He's written two books that were done for majors that have really been the basis of...
Oh, Civil War. Adoy. Okay, that makes sense.
So that's coming out this year.
Yeah.
What else came out this past year that was really the basis? And this was a weird kind of... It was linked. He's credited.
Okay.
As, like, kind of the one of the basis, but it was a bit of a stretch to me.
Oh, my God. Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Ultimate Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It's not a direct thing, but it's enough.
No, it had enough inspiration. I forgot. One, I forgot that movie existed.
Yeah,
and
rightly so.
And I'm angry you made me remember it.
All right. That's
End Zone,
it.
Yeah.
Who won?
End Zone. Me.
Kyle won.
Kyle wins.
Final score. Wait, that's... Yeah. I had six, Bride three, Merc had one.
All right.
I don't know how I fucking win these things. I'm terrible at it.
You're not terrible, clearly.
What the f***?
Welcome to...
Superpowers!
What about them?
What about them? Superpowers in real life.
Yeah, man. It's the question that we've all asked each other at some point when, you know, maybe you're younger, maybe when you're, you know, in your
30s.
30s to 40s. You know,
what power would I have? What would I want?
What
would it be like?
But specifically, yeah, in real life, you're not a superhero if you just had that power and you're using it in your life, right? It's a good question.
Yeah,
it's a great question.
I was thinking of it more as like, if I had that, what would that, what, or not specifically me, but if somebody had that in real life, what would it be like?
And oh, sure.
I'll start off because the first thing I thought of was the power of flight, yes. which everybody wants. Okay, everybody wants
and
to
I've
fly.
And I've got that written down. What kind of flight?
Yeah, there's a lot of different kinds.
What do you mean? Like, what mode of flight?
Does he have wings?
Oh, we're getting that specific.
Thermal draft?
Telekinetic, yeah. whatever. And, okay.
Just magic? What,
okay, let me go to... It's, this, oh, this, leads, this leads You're to two different things. My first thing was that anybody who had the power of flight would be dead. Because they're going to be... Most of them will be dead on impact.
Yes.
Or have busted legs and ankles every Tuesday. Like, it would... Yeah. You know,
just landing.
Like, yeah. Just the sheer... And that led me more... And this actually started to get my head thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? That super speed, a ton of different powers. Nobody has one power.
No.
They all have to have a certain... Or it's a combination.
Has a biofield.
Well, but he's invulnerable. That's the kind of key thing, is that a certain toughness or invulnerability. Because any of them, if they didn't, they'd be dead within a week.
The Joss Whedon X-Men run, him and John Cassidy, there was a character, like a student at the X-Men school, where he had the power of flight, but he was not invulnerable. So, like, that was his thing. He's like, I can fly, but the first time I flew, I broke both of my legs when I landed.
Well, that's the thing. If that any of those actually existed, that's what would happen, like, hands down.
Yeah.
And then there's, in the flip side, there's also, if you just had invulnerability, but you had nothing else, you would be kind of useless.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't kill me, but I really can't do anything to you, other than what just
get in your way.
Another person, yeah. Like, holy shit, you're annoying. Like that.
I have all the strength of a regular dude.
Yeah, really. I don't really work out, but I can call the cops and just hang out. I can hold on to your leg.
If you're not being a superhero, that's not bad.
No.
If you just can't be hurt.
Well, there's that. That's but it's great. In terms of being a superhero. It'd be like, you know. You know, when you were a kid, and you have an older brother.
I've got a couple of them.
When you, like, sat on his leg and just held his leg, and he's sitting on his foot and holding his leg and trying to pin him down. Yeah. That's about all you can do. Right. It'd be like, I'm invulnerable, I'm just holding up your leg. Get the fuck off me. Get off me.
Keep kicking, it doesn't hurt at all.
I can survive anything. But then
they punch you for real.
Yeah, exactly.
And they take your Super Nintendo. But,
and then once again, it got my head going, like, okay, if you're invulnerable, but then does that mean you don't feel pain? Is it your pain receptor?
So you're a leper.
It hurts as fuck, but you just can't die. You're just crying all the time.
Right.
You can't kill me. Oh, stop doing that. Oh.
Okay, well, that kind of leads me into something.
Yep.
Characters like Absorbing Man or Colossus, who change from flesh to some other material.
Yeah.
Like, you need pores, right?
Yeah. How does the body work?
Yeah.
And all the organs, are they all organic metal, well, whatever, like, that is?
Colossus specifically does not have to breathe. But he has choked on
gas. Has that been said?
Yeah. Yeah, that's canon. But he's still been knocked out because he'll forget that he doesn't have to breathe and will just keep breathing. Colossus, you idiot. You dumb motherfucker. You dumb farm boy. Cossack.
Go back to Russia, you piece of... Anyway.
You mentioned Absorbing Man. Mm-hmm. Which, that was one of the first ones I thought of as well.
Yeah, and what, like, does he just absorb cocaine?
That, I had that written down, but... Oh, wait, that's already been done.
Bok, 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 bok.
Bok, bok! Like, does he absorb air? Like, I changed to air. Like, what kind of contact does it have to be?
Yeah.
Does he pick up a ham sandwich and turn into a ham sandwich?
Because there have been times where he's been knocked into something and will start absorbing it.
Yeah.
What if he turned into a ham sandwich and then he ate himself?
Oh, my God. I'm so tasty.
I'm so wet.
Do you
listening to this description?
Oh, whatever I had does not top that.
Sorry.
That was good.
Good.
Can we just end the episode?
Right,
we're
over.
We're done.
We peaked.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, that even just... Oh, whatever.
May I?
More? Yeah, go ahead.
Heat vision or optic blast or something like that.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
Okay,
yep.
Okay. Is there a whiplash that will fucking break your neck?
Yeah. That I didn't think of that. Yeah,
well,
totally.
Like,
every action has an equal and opposite reaction. It's a propulsion. So, yeah, totally.
That's how Cyclops' optic blast works. That's why the whole Cyclops can fly theory is around.
He's been on the back of ships and like sent his I-beams out and propelled the ship. So yeah, why hasn't it sent his head over the body?
If he puts his hands in front of his eyes and shoots, he can fly. Because his optic
really
blast,
has that been done?
No, but it's like it's a fan theory.
Oh,
okay.
It was like because it doesn't hurt him.
He's invulnerable to his own.
But there's
that's true.
But there's still force there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he just flies backwards.
Okay, that leads me to two things of what you just said.
I've got one more.
Oh, you got one more?
I've
go
got
ahead.
One
go
more
ahead.
Thing
yeah.
about that. If I, because we're talking, what if we had these?
Yeah, yeah.
If I had not a force thing like Cyclops does, but like a heat vision, like a laser focus
laser
thing.
Blast, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would laser off a bra as a sex move every time. Because
pew.
That, and I've got underneath that, that would be the best fucking move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not wrong.
No, you're...
I'm gonna...
Though, she might make you buy her a new one.
Yeah. Of course I would.
That,
you consider it.
They're fucking expensive.
I know
you got a good
they are.
Yeah. Those are fucking expensive. Thank God I don't
but
have kids.
But I wouldn't have to pay for gas because I could fly to the store with my...
Not with your heat vision.
I ruined my hands.
Yeah. Ow, it burns.
Yeah.
It burns. Okay, so going off your laser eyes thing, how does anyone miss...
Right.
This is the thing I don't
well,
get.
Okay, that's the problem. They're aiming for where they are instead of where they will be.
Well, you know what? It should be fucking instantaneous. Unless they're, like, a mile away.
Wait,
and
wait,
you have, like, you
can't
focus on...
light travels at the speed of light.
Exactly.
What?
Imagine that.
Yeah.
There should never be any missing.
I'm going to say that that's not true, so Neil deGrasse Tyson will tell me I'm wrong.
And you, okay, this goes off what you mentioned
yeah.
about Cyclops being immune to his own powers. That idea of people being immune to their own powers. Like, how and why does that work?
What's up with that?
I was thinking more of the idea of having. He's got the power of the sun in him. The first time he went off, he should have just burned to a cinder. Like, just, oh, I have power. No, we don't. You're a pile of ash.
Like
yeah,
the Human Torch-like character on Venture Brothers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Whenever he's exposed to air, he bursts into flames, but...
But it hurts like
hell.
Yeah,
he just runs around screaming.
Yeah. So really, yeah, you're making the, basically the picture that Cyclops has a whole bunch of powers, which are equally
yeah.
impressive in their own right. Because he basically has to be invulnerable.
And he, this
also,
is,
he's really good at geometry.
This
he's
is my theory.
Strong.
This is my theory, is
yeah.
that no one ever has one power.
Oh, yeah.
There are very, very few
right.
superheroes that have one power. There's always another one that you don't really think of, but in order to have that power and be able to function as you do in that comic, you must have some sort of extra power that balances something out. Whether it's... like an invulnerability thing, or just invulnerable
right.
to your own power, or whatever.
It's a failsafe.
Yeah.
One of my go-to, I would love to have this power, powers, is teleportation.
Yeah, that's on mine too.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, Nightcrawler has brought this up in every third
teleporting
issue.
Teleporting into
in.
A solid object?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. How does matter occupy, like, two separate things occupy the same space without exploding.
Yeah.
Like, that's what would happen, correct?
Or they would just merge.
Yeah.
But, like, how does that...
Well, but it's, like, really most solid objects are not solid. When you
yes.
look at the actual molecular makeup, it's floating atoms, and there's actually far more empty space in a
but
solid
that,
object
that's
than
on the, that's on the subatomic level.
But you're taking... a thing from one point and moving it to another, why wouldn't it be a subatomic sort of thing going on and you would just merge and you'd be dead, but...
What happens when Kitty Pryde or Vision or Martian Manhunter solidify inside a thing? They've got to be, like, lightning quick if they're, like, reaching through to tear something out of the middle of a giant robot or something like that.
Oh, and just
yeah.
do that. Yeah, yeah.
And just grabbing that and then,
yeah.
It's a matter of... I guess that would be a matter of control of... You would reach in and only, like, just what's touching that thing grabs
yeah.
that solid thing. Everything else is still phasing.
But you'd
bring
have to
it out. You would phase that thing that's in there and bring it out.
You're controlling, like, all of the atoms.
Yeah, well, that's how it would have to be.
Which is... That's way more amazing than just phasing through something.
Oh, totally.
I control atoms.
This is why...
At will. Like, at will. Just
You know, the taking someone's power to absurd lengths.
Yeah.
Is a standard comic book trope.
It's so easy.
For alternate universe stuff. Yeah.
Turns out if you just think about it for a few minutes, holy crap.
I actually have a book that's The Physics of Superheroes or Superhero Powers. And it's by a physicist. And he's like, let's break down this book.
He did a talk here a few years ago.
What?
He did a talk at LU.
Shit, I wish I'd known that. I would have seen it. But it was really interesting.
There? I feel like...
And it kind of breaks down.
Several years ago. We knew each other.
So. Like, really,
it was several years ago. I think I was there.
I want to say 5 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It might have been before I moved back here.
ATEC building or whatever I think. Yep, I was there.
Cool.
We were there.
Hey.
But it was super interesting to hear, to read this book, that it was just these ideas of things that... Like, okay, super speed, how would that work? Shrinking... PIM particles. Yeah. How would that work? And like, obviously it wouldn't work, but like...
PIM particles, how do they work?
Well, but just that idea, just that
and
sheer...
And what could they do for you?
That sheer theory. 3M, working for your future. Yeah, I was thinking about teleporting too, as well. But that was in my list of most people would die in emergence of these powers would be teleportation, flying, any sort of energy powers. You would have no fucking clue what you were doing, and you would just like, I'm Havoc, along, I just blow apart.
I'm Havoc, now I'm just legs.
Then it would just be, exactly, it would be like 14 people spontaneously exploded across the city today, and like you would never know, you would never have any connection to... Oh, they have powers. And like, if mutants existed in the world, they would just emerge. They turned 13, they got some pubic hair, and then all of a sudden exploded.
Yeah.
And sorry about that.
Remember the remember the Star Trek Next Generation episode where was it
nerd.
The lady?
Sorry. So somebody got
the lady
pubic
was
hair?
like the transporter went wrong, and she was like half into the floor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you know. Did they never showed the floor below, because that's just a horrible mess.
Imagine the cleanup on that.
Yeah.
They had to cut the whole floor out and
jettison
it into space. And that's...
Well, they teleported it.
They did that in... nice. They did that in the third X-Men movie, where Kitty drags Juggernaut down into a bunch of concrete. And they did it on an episode of X-Men Evolution as well. The exact same thing happened.
Was it with the Juggernaut also?
Yeah.
Oh.
They were fighting Juggernaut, and she puts him in a bunch of concrete.
But he didn't phase. He didn't become one with the... He just broke out of it.
Yeah. So
I know. When that happened, I was like, that doesn't make sense.
What happened to the space... Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
He just pushed everything
aside.
He
was just
side.
Full of concrete.
Yeah.
So, like, if it pushed the concrete aside, and then that was just... That would just make a big fucking earthquake problem
But then
right?
again,
like,
maybe that's what it is. It's a matter of pushing... You never know. Maybe that's...
Because he's so dense.
Well, no. You can say that
it
that...
It would only work with
maybe
Juggernaut.
That's how Kitty's phasing powers work. It's not a matter of merging through. It displaces everything to the side. So she's not actually going through. She's just making a hole that fits her perfectly.
Yeah.
You never know.
Where does that matter go, though? Like, if it just shifts
well,
away.
But there's so much space literally between the atoms. You could scratch that and it would become more dense.
You just solved the problem.
I just totally solved the problem.
Welcome to the Drunk Science Podcast.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wait, that's already a podcast.
Our new regular segment is going to be called Professor Merck Explains. I've always wanted, and again, this is not scientific because this one's a little beyond that, dupes, like Madrox.
Oh.
I find myself in situations where I'm just like, I gotta get this done, I gotta
get
this done,
I could use
10
of me right now.
Exactly. Everyone's
in
that position.
Yeah, I could use a little multiplicity.
Exactly. Like I got a deadline.
I need a man to pleasure myself.
I would love to have a couple Michael Keatons around. You're gonna be Beetlejuice, you're gonna be Birdman.
Yeah.
You are gonna be Jack Frost.
Birdman,
oh, no.
You're just gonna do
can
one continuous
scene.
Can you
tell me what Henry Rollins would do in this situation?
So, yeah, that idea. Like, if I got, like, a comic or something to do, but, you know, sure, he's like, hey, we should, like, play some video games or something. I'm like, I can't do that, so I have to do this. And it's just like, I wish I could, you know.
I can't play video games.
I wish
I
then it becomes
comics.
Like a doctor.
Yeah, I hate you.
I'm sorry.
I just wish I could have it all. Send a dupe to work so you don't have to go to work. You know what I mean? There's a lot of good things.
Dupe, dupe.
What's your issue with the dupes?
Well, it's much like in the Peter David run on Madrox and X Factor, where those dupes had their own personalities to some extent. Not all of them necessarily. Like, you know, it's usually just like, oh, it's an extra guy to do a thing to help me out, and then I could just reabsorb them.
That was really interesting. I liked that idea of... That was a cool story arc.
And again, it makes some sense because it's like you've got to be pulling from yourself, so like, you know, there might be some
subconscious
part. Exactly. Yeah, like some subconscious part of your personality maybe takes control of this certain one. So, you know, in theory, I could be like, okay, I'm going to draw this comic, you can go do this, you can go make some money so I can afford to live in this world. Whatever. Everything's covered, right? You clean the house. Great. Except... You're dealing with different personality aspects, so...
I don't want to fucking clean the house. Fuck you.
Anger is really good for housework.
But there might be debating.
Just shits all over the place.
They might not want to do what they're supposed to do.
When you're angry, you're going to do manual labor.
Yeah.
Unless you don't want to do that manual labor. And you just leave a big Cleveland steamer on the table.
I've read about this.
Yeah.
Honest.
I'm angry clean.
It's real science. Real psychology.
Yeah, right.
That, but I mean, that use of it, all you basically do is turn yourself into your own manager. You basically have a bunch of employees that are taken from your personality aspects, and you're trying to get them to do their stuff.
That's the thing.
If you're trying to manage them, that might take up more of your time than just doing it yourself.
Dick boss.
I think that would.
Yeah.
I think trying to get them to stay, if you're trying to
keep them in line and...
That'll take more time than just doing it yourself.
True.
So, forget it.
Yeah.
The one thing I thought was useful is useless. Ugh.
What about Dazzler powers? Always useful. Always.
Speaking of that, I thought there should be, especially with mutants and the idea of mutants, there should be far more emergence of completely pointless powers.
Yeah.
Like Dazzler.
Yeah, Dazzler. And actually, have you ever read George R.
Martin?
Have you
heard of this guy Beak? He's got all the powers of a chicken.
There are a couple.
He's a chicken.
shooting off on that, I just thought of this. There's a series of books called Wild Cards that came out early 90s, mid 90s or so. Super good series to read. Edited and contributed by a partial contribution by George R. R. Martin. But it's like a series of novels and short story collections or whatever, but it's the wild card thing where it's this idea of this, I can't remember how it happened, like it's basically something like it was an alien thing that landed on the world and it suddenly like gave
one in 100 had powers.
It just connected with certain people and gave people powers, and that was the thing. It was like just random stuff, like some people just, I suddenly have a squid face and that's it. And you have, like, high-end powers,
friends with the low-end
powers.
Someone's
going to
crush me with a house.
It became, like, a class system that was like, oh, you're, like, a wild card, you're an ace, you're, like, the high-end thing, but then some of them were just, like, shit powers, and they fucking had to hide because they were, like, a low-class citizen.
So they were, like,
now.
A two?
Yeah.
Which is good in Crazy Aids.
Yeah. True. But yeah, anyways, that was a total offshoot. I just thought, totally read that series. Check that out if you
wild
have a chance to. Wild Cards. They actually made a comic short series of it, and I've only found one issue of it. It was done, like, by Epic.
The Marvel imprint.
Was that a Marvel? Yeah,
I think
Marvel imprint.
Yeah, it's a Marvel imprint.
And I only ever saw one issue pop up, and I just happened to snag it, and it's a really, really good series. But the idea of, just having completely pointless powers, like, I don't know, I have the power to refill my Tim's card, like, or just something stupid like that. I can eat
free coffee forever.
I can eat peach or like nectarine pits without getting poisoned. Like,
wait, they're poison?
Yeah.
They're
cyanide. Or not cyanide.
I mean, I don't eat
shit,
them, but
my wife is a veterinarian.
Science merc over here.
My wife is a veterinarian, and she actually this thing comes up from time to time. It was like my dog just ate, you know, a nectarine. They're like, "Whoa, in the seed, in the peach pit or the nectarine pit is a poison, and that can kill your dog."
Uh-oh.
Sort of thing. Like, it's just weird things like that.
I've heard that about apples.
Things you learn.
Well, I'm glad that's not true.
I don't believe apple seeds have.
Good.
Or the idea of, like, I can spin and not throw up. that's my superpower. Like, it's something so incredibly stupid, like, and inane.
It's better than not having that power, I guess, but it's not... It doesn't really improve your life in any significant way.
Matter-eating.
Yeah.
Matter-eater.
Yeah, yeah. Because I suppose you'd have to have an intestinal tract that is a miniature star.
Or a heavy acid that just breaks everything down.
Everything?
Everything?
Matter-eater lad can eat anything.
But does he draw nutritional content from it? That's my question.
My answer, Matter-eater lad is Zorn.
Oh.
Matter-eater lad is Magneto? No, wait, he's not.
It's a star for some guts.
I originally had written down a star for a colon, but
I was like, I got Zorn colon. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I've got black colon. I don't know how the human body works. What am colon?
Speaking of black bolt. You know, of course, there's the idea of him having the hiccups or sneezing or talking in his sleep or whatever.
Stubbing his toe.
Is it only what comes out of his mouth? Does he fart and just, like, totally destroy a city? Can he do the armpit fart? And just...
If he could, lay waste to an army?
That's a shitty way for you to die if you're in that city.
That's in the Adam Sandler version of the...
Yeah.
Coming to Netflix next year.
Oh, God. I feel like we just dodged that very narrowly.
Yeah. And he just battles the Indians and insults all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Horrible.
Hey, I'm sad.
Moment of zero. Moment of zero.
That really was a lot of fun. I had a good time with that.
That was great, actually.
That worked well.
All right, so we have today, League of Baldos! And I'm talking about a bald comic. Lately, Kyle's...
I'm trying my best. It's not
you're,
going
well. No, you're doing
hair,
well.
Man, he's got some hair.
Yeah.
Well, from this angle, yeah, thanks.
All right.
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean at all.
We are three...
I just buzzed my hair because when I let it grow too long, you realize, holy shit.
Now,
yeah,
to be fair, I had to trim some hair yesterday because
it was migrating down your back.
Yeah. You gotta trim the neck sometimes. It happens.
Especially
if you shave your head, you can't just have a hairy neck with bald head. That's a problem.
That's weird.
That's terrifying
and awkward.
So I've got the two mirrors set up.
Oh, nice.
So I can see the back of my head, and I'm like, oh yeah, didn't forget about you, bald spot. How are you?
Spraken.
Mine just kind of just...
I gotta get some
all
kaboki.
This just kind of just was like...
This episode is sponsored by
just
kaboki.
Exploded up
your head. It's just going away. Yeah. Anyway, we're three comic-y fellas, and we're all dealing with hair loss to some degree.
Yeah.
So we are choosing League of Baldos to spotlight a bald comic character, or maybe creator, I don't know. I'm going to start off League of Baldos talking about a certain Dr. Druid.
Oh, the Druid!
Because, listen, this guy... He just rocks it. 100%. He's a middle-aged balding man. He's got the wings. He's got, the hair on the side. And
he's like Robert Picardo.
It's, up. He's just, he just styles it upwards. He's like, why not, right? He has pure confidence.
Helps with aerodynamics.
He's also the fire starter. Twisted fire starter.
Yeah. He's got that going on. He rocks bright red tights, and he's not an attractive or fit man. But he's wearing them. He's rocking that. He's like, I'm going to be a superhero.
And he's like,
damn
I'm
going
to wear a fucking robe.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear my bathrobe.
Yeah, over top of my red tights, and he's going to fight crime.
I don't need a mask because everyone's going to be checking this out.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. People might know this already. He was Dr. Droom originally, created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby in 1961.
Droom?
Droom.
Oh,
so that's they started retooling
him.
Retooled the character, exactly. He's a magic user, monster hunter type. He was a prototype of Doctor Strange. So they came up with this character, and then later on they sort of retooled that
idea. Later on they realized, was it pre-Doctor Strange? Shitty name.
Yeah, Dr. Droom's a terrible name, and what?
Was it actually pre-Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Was it 60?
61. This is like the same year as Fantastic Four. This is before the Marvel Universe even started.
Well, that's when...
Or the same year it did.
Yeah, it would have been very shortly there. It was very shortly.
So they sort of you know, they retooled that and then they, whatever.
Crazy.
So, the you know, he could have been Doctor Strange. Apparently, canonically in the comics, he was the Ancient One's backup for Doctor Strange, if that didn't work out. He's, you know what? And that sounds sad, and it's a little sad, but that's not the worst thing. Hey, man.
Oh, no.
Doctor Strange is... You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought you were, like, you had something worse to say.
No,
about.
No. Okay. If you're back up to Doctor Strange, you're
doing
okay.
Yeah, you're doing okay.
He was an Avenger.
Yeah.
He got brainwashed a whole bunch by villains, but you know what? I mean, who hasn't in the Marvel Universe?
What's happened to him since?
He's dead.
Is he dead?
He's currently dead.
I did not know that.
I like that you say he's currently dead.
Yeah, no, it's Marvel, so yeah. He Damien Hellstrom killed
dead
him.
Dead no more.
Hellstrom killed him, apparently.
You know, maybe that's what Dead No More
Dead
is.
Dead No More is
Dr. Druid is coming back. Thank fucking God.
I just want to give Dr. Druid some respect. That's it.
And
you know what? He's a bald, middle-aged man, but you know what? He gave it his all. He had no shame. He had confidence. I appreciate that.
I wish we could all be a little more like him.
Like Dr. Anthony Druid. Is that his name? I think it is. I don't know.
I believe it is.
Anthony
that
Druid.
Totally
is his
seems,
actual
what?
Name.
That seems correct.
I thought you were making a...
No, no!
I
it's even more ridiculous than Stephen Strange.
Sorry, Mr. Druid? I'm sorry, Mr. Druid?
Call me Anthony.
I did...
Call me Tony.
You know what? I didn't go to mystical school for 7 years to be Mr. Druid.
You call me doctor, motherfucker.
It's Colonel Druid, thank you.
Colonel Druid.
Yeah.
I'm Sergeant Druid! I work for a living!
Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta put my hair pieces into his spikes, and I gotta
hair
put on
pieces.
My bathrobe and
they're,
get to work.
They're
in
not,
Avengers Mansion.
They're not even real hair. It's
no.
Just, like, pieces that... It's toupees that go on the side of his head.
On.
Just Lego blocks.
That's
oh,
not real.
If
fantastic.
You'll excuse me, I got a dippity-do and a dippity-go.
Oh, man, we are 100% out of time right now.
Druid or Drew don't? Yeah. Anyways.
Oh,
well,
yes.
We are 100%
empty.
Oh, no. Well.
Time to go?
We have pressing matters, so we have to leave you for now.
All right, we got a refill. Thanks for coming by. I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM, Merc, or nowadays, or, of course, Zero Issues Comic Podcast on the Facebook. It's about life.
That what?
Because I just edited an episode where you brought that up.
Yeah, but he didn't
no,
say
I
Italian,
haven't.
Did I?
You totally did. He said he was talking about his wife Sherry, and you said, "What did you just say?
Yeah, but I was doing shitty Borat.
No, you actually were doing Borat. You said it.
What,
you
shitty
actually,
Borat's just an Italian stereotype. Good.
Whatever. I'll bring it up later. We'll close it and I'll... All
right.
There's strife in this room.
We're going to argue about this.
Oh, fuck. We're fighting outside.
All right,
I got some metal armor and a glowing eye. There's some strife in this room.
I get it, but I don't
want
to.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to get it.
Anyway, I'm Bri Kotick. You can check out Welcome to Hereafter, which is my comic, at welcometohereafter.com, or look it up on Facebook. And that's pretty much my whole deal.
I am Kyle Lees. You can check me out on Facebook at The Kyle Lees. You can check me out on Twitter at The Kyle Lees. You can check out my new series, So This Is Them, at SoThisIsThem.com. Cool interview thing. While you're on the internet, because like you're just spending all your gosh darn time on the internet looking at us.
As you should.
Sexy photos.
Yeah. You might want to like sign
you
into iTunes. And,
oh, yeah.
And... Yeah, that'd be
if
great.
You want to subscribe and give a nice rating, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
look
just
up Zero Issues,
around.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
No
iTunes.
Pressure, but it would be really nice if you enjoy the thing.
I'm going to talk at the same time, too.
Yep.
Sorry. Right, you were saying?
I'm just saying, every nice rating helps us out, helps more people find the podcast, and if you enjoy the show, please let people know.
And especially, I would say, if you are a local, and I don't want to be a local fella, but I kind of... Gotta start that strong that base somewhere.
Yeah.
Tell someone you know.
Yep.
You know, like hey, I found a thing that's worth listening to on the internet.
But only if you're local.
Listen, everybody's local somewhere.
I want to be Thunder Bay famous.
Yeah.
I was once, right. And I can't go back to the nothing.
Listen, don't make me go back to the nothing.
You are the Kyle Lees. Every time somebody types that in to look you up, they have to have it capitalized and bolded. The V.
Oh, yeah. Ocean State Defender, thank you for wonderful music.
Yep.
We're trying to wrap it up, but it's really not going well.
We are fucking...
But you're amazing, and thank you, and you should look up Ocean City Defender and buy all the things.
And we are literally and figuratively running on empty, so...
Oh, yep. Man.
And so spill up. And speaking time. Of Ocean City Defender, he helped us with this.
I like how it's like he helped us with this 3 second long thing.
Well, most of them are like 3 to 10, 15 seconds.